The views expressed in the following podcast are not necessarily the views of the United States Air Force or the Air Force Reserve, but rather the perspectives of the individual speakers. No endorsement of any particular person, business, or interest is ever intended.
Greetings, everyone. Welcome back to Ready, Set, Airlift. I'm your host, Julian Hernandez, from the 433rd Airlift Wing Public Affairs Office. It is good to be back with you all after a couple months' absence because of the lapse in appropriations, and it's especially great to be back in time to share some of the cool things happening here at the Alamo Wing heading into the holidays. In this episode, I'm sitting down with one of the planners who is working hard to bring you the Wing's annual Family Day, which has had to shift to the right a couple times as a consequence of the government shutdown. He's going to break down how this year's event is much more than mandatory fun. But first, we have a special holiday message for you.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Colonel Doug Jeffrey. And for the folks who don't know, I am the wing commander here. There's some times when I go around and it's fun to meet people and they don't know who I am. And I had that happen the last UTA. So I am the wing commander, unless somebody heard something different. But I do have the command chief here, Chief Burke. He has some words for us for the annual holiday message. Go, Chief.
Alamo Wing, happy holidays. As we enter into this holiday period, I hope you take it as a moment to not only enjoy the time that you're celebrating with your squadron mates, your group and wing mates, but also as we get closer to the holiday period, you're reaching out to your families, your friends, and celebrating those traditions that you've set for each other and creating those memories that'll last a long time. For example, as I always share with my kids when they start acting a little naughty, I tell them about the time when I was a kid growing up, just single mom, and she would buy all these presents, put them under the tree, and I would go and poke little holes in them so I could figure out what was in each one of those presents. I made the mistake of telling the wrong person of my little tricks that I was doing, and he told his mom, who then told my mom. And unfortunately, I had to wait until the end of January before I was allowed to open my presents. So hopefully you will create maybe some happier memories, but my children know not to do those sort of things based off of that. And instead, we create memories looking at lights throughout the year, going and celebrate with some of our other cultures around us and their holiday periods. And hope you do the same as well, and use this as a time to also relax. In the upcoming year, we have a lot of things going on. You guys have been crushing 2025. And as we move into 2026, we have deployments coming up. We have our readiness exercises and our typical workflow as well. So take this moment as a time to relax, enjoy Family Day, get some pictures in front of the C5, and just enjoy before we head into what's going to be a busy period. And also remind your kids that NORAD will be tracking Santa in a couple weeks. Don't forget that NORAD tracker. Happy holidays, Alamo Wing. Colonel Jeffrey, I'll turn it back over to you.
All right. Santa is watching, and he's watching where you're good, when you're bad, naughty or nice. And the thing about this wing is I'm happy to be here. And y'all are doing incredible things. Thank you for everything that you've done over this past year. We look forward to what's going on in the next year, in the new year, as we continue to be ready now, transforming for the future. All those things that we talk about all year long, now's the time to look back and to remember. Chief has incredible stories. Some of them I don't believe are actually true. I think he just makes them up because he was in Toastmasters, and that's what they have people do, is they make stories up. But some of them probably are true, or at least there's a piece of truth to it. I want to let you know that I really do care. We both, Chief and I, we do care about our airmen. And we know that it has been a crazy time with the government shutdown, with all the hard things. Right now is the time to check on your airmen. And we need to make sure that we're doing buddy checks to ensure that we all make it through this season. And I thank you. I trust you. Be safe, be smart, and we'll talk to you in the new year.
Thank you, Colonel Jeffrey and Chief Burke. And now, as promised, here's our conversation about some of the cool things coming your way at Family Day this UTA. All right, Sergeant Eric Berciaga from the 433rd Contingency Response Squadron on with us today on Ready, Set, Airlift. He is one of the planners for the upcoming Family Day. We know it's been rescheduled a couple times, but we promise it is happening December 7th. Sergeant Berciaga, thank you so much for making some time to be with me today.
No, thank you for allowing me to be here. I'm excited. I'm generally really excited. It's going to be a fun day. I'm happy to be here to kind of showcase it to everyone, and hopefully everyone can make it. Quite a bit of planning. It's been a lot of rescheduling, which is not normal at all. But the commander really wants this to happen, and I get to be fortunate to put it into plan.
At the end of the day, no one here is responsible for the government shutdown, right? So it is what it is. But, you know, I think our hearts go out to you, like, trying to keep up with the coming and goings of all that. Before we jump into the specifics, I do always like to kind of get to know a little bit about the folks that come on the show. So let me start you out actually with an easy question that I think helps people warm up. Why did you join the Air Force?
Oh, that's a good one. I have a big family. I have 5 babies and one on the way. And the decision ultimately that made me go in was that I had my first one who was 2 at the time. And I was doing a lot with my regular entrepreneurship, leadership stuff that I was doing, but I didn't feel that I fit the role model that I saw that I wanted for my child. So that's one of the biggest things was like for him to look up to somebody that not only was obviously a father, but also was doing something bigger than just himself, which is the military usually provides that on top of all of the different benefits that being in the military provides, like, you know, health benefits that, you know, or healthcare benefits that it provides that is unlike any other on the thing out there. So those are the main ones. There's a lot. Over the years, I've learned so many more benefits, and the experiences that I've had are tremendous. Like, the Air Force has taken me so many different places just from 2017 when I joined to now. Even now, it's opening me up to amazing new experiences like this. You know, never in my mind would I have thought I would have been planning an event for a military wing for 2,000 to 3,000 people. So it's definitely been a learning experience, but it's definitely the reason I joined, right? Just the opportunities, the being that person that my kids look up to. And I think I've accomplished that over the years.
Outstanding. Well, it sounds like you know a thing or two about family based on that description of yourself. So arguably the right man for the job here to plan Family Day, because you have a sense of what your own family is looking to get out of it. And so I would hope that kind of helps you guide you through the process of deciding what makes for a good family day, what doesn't make for a good family day, and kind of understanding the mix of the audience that you're kind of going after in this family environment.
Yeah, for me, again, the aspect of being able to bring the families onto the base, and they've been on base before, but to actually show them what the wing does, show them the planes, show them the different organizations that we have available to us, along with obviously they love the food, they love the goodies that all these vendors bring, and then just the fun of it, right? Jump houses, the games, the different experiences that they've got. And we as a family, me and my kids, always since the first 2, we've taken a family picture on a C5, and every year since then I've grown now 5 kids. You know, last year we took a full family picture and again in front of the C5, so it's kind of like a tradition for us. And again, that's kind of the reason that I decided to volunteer for this position. There was an opportunity to help, and I said, hey, throw my hat in the ring, see if that's something that I can do. I didn't expect to lead the whole thing, but no, here I am, and it's been possible. But I didn't want that tradition to go away from me and my kids, and they love it. So that's why I'm in here, you know, trying to get this just something amazing for the families, not just the airmen, not just to take a break from, you know, your daily grind of, you know, what we do on the UTAs, which everyone, they love their positions, but at the same time, you need a little bit of break instead of just the mundane, you know, get the CBTs and do all the training that you need to. But, you know, sometimes you need some of that, you know, mental break to see what else is out there in the wing. So planning something like this and showing your families something like this is definitely an impacting experience for them in the future. I mean, even to the point I've seen families that bring their teenagers, and like right there, they're like, oh man, this is amazing. Like the different things that we showcase from the different units and just different experiences that they can just to see when they come over. And then they ultimately decide to join because of, it can't be just this, but obviously this is a part of like, hey, the wing is doing something amazing for everyone. Like, I want to be a part of this. I want to be part of this family, which again, this is the reason we do it, you know, leave that experience for not just a member, but the families.
Yeah, I love that you said you volunteered and weren't voluntold, because, you know, unfortunately, let's be real, sometimes it's not always so optional for folks who end up in these kinds of roles. Not here at the 433rd specifically, but, you know, across the military, we know what voluntold means, right?
Yes.
And, you know, that kind of leads me to a question that I think might be on the minds of some airmen coming up on something like Family Day. We've all heard, if you've served, you've heard the term mandatory fun, right? And
yes.
Let's be honest, it's not always as fun as it gets made out to be. What would, as the planner, you know, as someone who's experienced it as just attending the Family Day and now crossing over to making the Family Day happen, how would you address some of those concerns about, well, this is just another mandatory fun kind of event?
Yeah, I think we all, I mean, over the years and experience as a military member, you've always had that, hey, you need to show up because we need to show face, right? But I think our Family Days, over the years, it's been pretty tremendous. The planners from previous years and just the organization, the wing, the support that the wing throws behind this event, even this year, you know, having to reschedule instead of canceling it. I think that it shows you just in general how much it's not just mandatory fun, right? The commander really wants this to happen. He really wants to put in what he can to showcase, you know, what we have available as far as vendors. Family readiness has been there time and time again to make sure we schedule those vendors and those family readiness organizations that come out and, you know, show our military members that, hey, this is available for you. You know, from the yellow ribbon when, you know, obviously this is now, it's going to be more of a family, not only just family readiness, but also a deployment readiness, where we'll have some of the vendors out there that are going to help provide or bring some of the experiences that you're going to be able to have to prepare yourself to deploy. So it is, technically you say it's mandatory fun, but it's a good mandatory fun, right? So you get to bring your family, enjoy something that the wing is providing for you along with free food. We have a caterer that's going to come out and they're going to give out a bunch of pulled pork sandwiches, and Kielbasa donated 1,500 sausages that, you know, for us to give out as well to our members is all free. We have, every year we try to put on a little endurance in there, right? So that's my part from the very start of this event, 2017, I put on the first fun run at the Family Day, and they've been doing it every year. So obviously that's a part of it. This year we added a little ruck. So you come out, you get to enjoy, you know, a little bit of fitness, and then go out and enjoy the show, enjoy the different things the vendors are going to give out to the families, enjoy the information that they're going to give out to all of our members, and then have your kids have some fun, you know, have some popcorn, enjoy some food, you know, the jump house. So it is technically a truly fun event. It's not just you're going to be out there and just be there, right? It's not going to be boring. We have a live band that's coming over that it's going to be playing the whole time we're there. We have Santa pictures, and Santa is going to be making its debut a little later in the show. And we have the CR bringing him in to make sure he arrives where he needs to for pictures. But we, like I said, we're trying to generally do some pretty amazing stuff for our members. And I think they're going to be really well surprised with the way this event is. And obviously, if you want to be a part of it, there's volunteer opportunities, right? Set up, take down. If you have any comments for us after the event, I'm more than happy to hear it. I think the commander is welcome to feedback, things that we can do to better the event. This is ultimately, it's a wing event. It's not the wing all putting it together. It's the units making it fun for all of the members, right? So it is mandatory fun, but it's a good, like, mandatory fun, generally something that people are really going to enjoy. So that's why I'm a little biased. But I definitely am bringing my family, and they're, I'm pretty sure it's going to be one of the best ones they've had, because I've been to every one of them since 2017, and I think this is going to be funner than normal, because now it's a little bit more themed towards the holidays. So they're going to be pleasantly surprised as well.
I think so. And I think at this point in the trajectory of Ready, Set, Airlift, our listeners are probably tired of hearing me tell some Army story every time it's relevant, but here I go anyway. I had to endure some real quote-unquote mandate. You can't see me in the studio, but I'm doing big-time air quotes mandatory fun in my time. And I was genuinely pleasantly surprised when I attended the Wing Family Day last year. It was the first time I had the opportunity to do so. Yeah, I was working, but that's why it stood out to me, because I was working and I still had a good time. So I have to figure that the people who were just enjoying it outright really had a good time.
Yeah.
And something that the Family Day reminded me of as well is those of us who work around the C5, I think we get a little used to it and its impressive nature, but seeing the faces of the family members, especially the kids, you know, witnessing the glory that is the C5, it still gets people. So I think you're definitely right that it's a great opportunity for families to come out, see what we do, right? If
people are anything like me, I talk about what I do at work at home all the time. You know, my girlfriend was particularly appreciative of seeing what it is that I do, right? At least what I work around on the environment that I work around. Of course, Family Day is but a small, small example of that. But yeah. Yes, there's goodness there for sure.
That's good, yeah.
As we were alluding to earlier, the current political situation delayed the Family Day, unfortunately. But nonetheless, we're being resilient. We persevere. Family Day remains on the schedule. But I have to ask, on a planning perspective, can you take us through some of the challenges that rescheduling brought for you and for Sergeant Wilkerson, your other co-planner, and how you adapted to those?
I'm not going to sugarcoat it. It's been some work. The main things, we had an idea going in June. It was going to be hard just because we were already a little bit late scheduled, right? We had it planned for October. And so we did. We started the full planning and we're set. And then the first reschedule happened, right? The government shut down and some of our funding kind of fell off the way there. So we had to take a look to see, well, the commander had a decision, right? Do I still have it with limited funds, limited support? Because a lot of our vendors, a lot of our family readiness vendors are also government agencies. So a lot of them also decide, and a lot of them are off. So could we do it now with limited funds, limited personnel, you know, and then is it going to be as good as it could potentially be, right? So he ultimately made the decision, no, it's not, you know, and with the hopes that it was going to be over quickly. Obviously, that didn't happen. So again, 2-3 weeks later, the decision started again. It's like, okay, do we still try to put it on and like put it on and see how the best it can be? And ultimately, the same thing happened just because, again, the support wasn't there. And we didn't want to do a disservice to our members to give them like the lowest possible way of putting on this event. And so what we did is, you know, decided for one final time to reschedule. Now, that being said, our vendors obviously are an important aspect of this. And we did have some vendors that can attend, even for this one. You know, they couldn't schedule. It's Christmas time. It's busy. But we did. We dropped some. We picked up some other vendors that were able to help. Some of our statics couldn't be here. So ultimately, it was a challenge to be able to schedule it consistently. But again, like you said, perseverance. That's the main thing. And we really worked how we could and tried to make this the best possible event that we have. But I think overall, I think it's actually turned out to be a pretty good plan. Overall, we were able to redo the theme of the event, right? So instead of being Halloween, we're on holidays. Family readiness is going to bring up a lot of stuff for our families to get. Like the vendors are all making it holiday themed. You know how much kids love Christmas, right?
Absolutely.
So I'm pretty sure they're going to love it. They're going to take their annual Santa pictures, and some of them may be their first Santa picture, right? So
the illustrious Mr. Claus is coming to Joint Base San Antonio just for the 433rd.
Exactly.
That's a big pull right there for the parents, I think.
But yeah, overall, I think the hard part was just having the uncertainty of being able to happen. But I think the support of our commander has been huge. The fact that he's pushed to be able to have this, right? And to make it the best possible event that we can make it. And yeah, I mean, his support has been amazing. And now, even after two reschedules, I think it still is going to leave a really good touching moment for everyone. The food, it's amazing. I'm pretty sure people are going to be pleasantly surprised. And then, you know, everything else that we've had from last year, like you mentioned, it was a great event. Just imagine this year, just with the theme event and then a little bit more. So yeah, I think ultimately it was hard to plan it, but I think with Wilkerson's help, my help, and the commander support, it's actually been shaping up to be just a great event. And there's more support than just that, right? So family readiness and a ton of other people. But it's been a hassle. It's been a learning experience. But I think it's going to be a great event. So I would have rather not gone through all the problems and just had it in Halloween. But again, you learn, you persevere, and you make it happen. That's just what the military is all about, which is why we're doing it.
Yeah, I think going back to that earlier question about the mandatory fund, the line between mandatory fund and an actual great event for the unit to come together and enjoy some camaraderie and some morale building is that intent. It's having that genuine intent from leadership to create that kind of positive environment rather than just naming a place, naming a time, and telling them to be there. So, you know, airmen are smart. They know the difference.
Yes.
So I'm hoping this year the trend continues. I've so far only experienced one. You've been around for more, but I think we're in capable hands. So that being said, you know the intimate details of everything that's coming this upcoming Sunday of the UTA, but what are you most excited for?
I'm not going to lie. I am excited for my kids to take a picture with Santa. That's the main, you know,
it's a big one.
Yeah. So they're excited for that and just our traditional C5 picture. But everything, you know, the food, I think they just enjoy the experience. The experience just being on base and just seeing all of the different, even just being around the military people. I think my kids just truly enjoy being a part of it. And for me, it's just seeing my kids happy, right? And theirs is probably popcorn and a little ice cream cone or, you know, that's probably their favorite. So along with this year, we'll have letters to Santa, right? So we'll have a little table near the Santa booth where they're going to be able to write a letter to Santa, tell them, you know, what they want. And, you know, we'll happen to mail it to or give it to the parents so they can mail it to Santa so that hopefully these kids can get what they want. But that's, I think, just the whole theme about it. I think that's what I'm excited about, just to have it again and really make it something special and show people that, you know, hey, your wing cares about you, especially those going out towards deployment here in March and April. I think having the services that Family Readiness provides and then bringing them to you, you know, but bringing them to an event that you're going to be at and to see what you can learn, what different things you didn't know. Some people are going to be their first deployment. I know when I first deployed, I didn't know anything about Yellow Ribbon, and I've gone to 3 different Yellow Ribbon events, right? Since, and that I learned a lot from that, but Yellow Ribbon's going to be there, JAG's going to be there, a lot of different vendors that, you know, financial planning, just different things that you need for deployment, and just having that somewhere where you're going to be at, where you're going to be having fun, where your family can know about it. My wife learned a lot. And so we'll have those services there. So is it not just, you know, I'm excited for just the whole event, realistically. But I think just seeing my kids' face light up as they come to those events and just they get to experience the wing and what our commander is doing for all of these members, it really is impactful, and I enjoy it. So that's kind of what I'm looking forward to.
It definitely put a smile on my face when I was taking photos of the event last year. How many kids were legitimately just enjoying all the great activities? You know, they were hanging out over with security forces and all their cool gear. They were hanging out with some of the historic pieces that were brought out as well that were on display. Got some great photos up in the flight deck of the C-5 with kids, you know, pretending to fly the jet. And it's just awesome stuff. So, you know, that joy is contagious. And I think airmen will hopefully get a chance to experience that this upcoming UTA Sunday.
Yeah.
I want to go back to when you were first asked to participate in this and you so graciously volunteered rather than being voluntold, an important distinction. Tell me your expectations back then and now that you've kind of been up to your eyeballs in it. How has your mindset changed? What are some of the things that defied your expectations? What are some of the things that surpassed or have maybe been more difficult than you expected?
So again, I volunteered, right? I've been a part of this event before I even went to basic. I mean, I own a business that does events, running events, 5Ks, 10Ks, half marathons in my civilian side. And I volunteered the first time back in 2017 and every year since then. And so the opportunity came up again. And don't get me wrong, I initially, when I volunteered, was, hey, you're going to be a part of a group. That's what I was volunteering for, right? I'm going to be a part of a group of members that are going to be putting this on. And when we showed up, it was me and Wilkerson, and we were going to be the group. So that was definitely a big expectation. And I think that shocked me a little bit, right? Because I expected a lot more people to volunteer for this position, especially being a wing event. And I planned a lot of events over the years. I mean, I've been doing this since 2008. The hardest part that I had to learn with, you know, military events specifically, is just the coordination, the networking, the amount of red tape that you have to travel to just to be able to host something like this. And the convincing that it takes to be able to get the help that you need to be able to host an event this big, of this magnitude. But I've learned a lot. I've learned definitely networking the people that I need to connect with, and again, support from you guys, PA, the commander staff, the family readiness, the group commanders, their help. You know, that's always been influential in trying to get everything scheduled, done, and redone again and again. So that was, I think, one of the hardest parts of putting this on. And my expectation originally was like, oh, I'm gonna get all this help as soon as I take over. As soon as we take over, me and Wilkerson. And it wasn't there at the beginning until you learn the right people to go to. Even, you know, Some days it felt like you were pulling teeth just to try to get this done. But, you know, eventually, like I said, it started to come together, and then it hit where we had to reschedule. And so, but now it was a little easier to replan it because we had those connections. We had those right people that we can get in contact and kind of reschedule with. But now, if I needed to do this again next year, it would be easier to do because now I have the support, but now I know what I need. And a lot of it is financial, support. That was, I think, one of the biggest ones, and having different programs, that could help. That was also very, very essential for us to get that support as well. But ultimately, it came together pretty well. And with the help of everyone, I think, like I said, it's shaping up to be just a pretty amazing event for everyone, especially the families. So,
nothing in this world is free, as they used to tell us in the Army a lot. All right. So with that being said, I hope this is an appeal to the airmen out there directly. This is your chance to, from your mouth to the airmen's ears, like, why should they go to Family Day this UTA?
Well, I think the main thing for me, right, for me to them, I'd rather you be somewhere that you could just enjoy some food, take a break, come and learn something new. And if you have a family, bring them out. It's, you don't know the amount of experience and enjoy that your family gets, not even just the kids, your wife, your spouse, your father, your mother, to learn and to see some of the things that you get to do in the military, some haven't been privy to, right? Just to bring them out, showcase what we do as a wing, showcase what you do as a career in your career field in the military, especially their support is huge. And when they know kind of what you do in the military, or if you can showcase some of the things that we do in the military, that you get so much more support and they understanding about your job, and they get to look to see it. Plus, there's a live band. Come and enjoy some music. Take a break. If it's just lunchtime, come over, have some free food that we're providing for you, and just enjoy it and network. See what other people do in the wing. And again, we would love some volunteers. If you want to be out here and you want to be a bigger part of it, we can use your help. We need people to set up. We need people to take down. We need just different things that we're gonna need. So, you can always reach out, and if you want to see it better, you want to make it better, what better way to make it better if you attend it and say, hey, let's see if we can do this. Suggestions are the key to making a better overall experience for the members. So the best thing to do is come out, check it out, see what you enjoy of it, see what you don't enjoy of it. Let us know. The wing is trying to do something for you, right? So what's the best thing to do as far as getting the experience, so that you're able to enjoy and see how we did, get to have some fun, but also give us some opinions for next year. The commander wants us to do this every year. This is something he specifically rescheduled for you to make it better. So come on out.
Be the change you wish to see in the world, right? If you're not happy with the way things are, get out there and make it better. Sergeant Eric Burciaga, thank you so much for making some time out of your schedule, especially as we're closing in holidays, family days right around the corner. So to be clear, it's going to be the Sunday of the December UTA. That's December 7th.
Yes.
I believe we're getting things started around
at 11 a.m. Well, we're starting at 7:30 for the run and ruck, which is going to be over by the rec center. So that's where that one starts. And then right after that, you go get dressed, grab a taco or just get changed, then come over at 11 and, enjoy some food. It's going to be there till about 3 o'clock. You just get to explore and just enjoy the event from there. So. And that's going to be at the hangar, the main hangar for the 433rd. Come check out the C5, or come get your family to check out the C5.
Fantastic. All right. Well, we're looking forward to seeing as many airmen out there as possible. I think it's going to be a great event. Sergeant Burciaga, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
All right. And Family Day is the big event for this upcoming UTA, but there will be a couple other announcements for you in this month's edition of the Alamo Flyer. Look for that in your military emails and post it around the unit. That's going to do it for this episode of Ready, Set, Airlift. On behalf of the 433rd Airlift Wing Public Affairs Office, we wish all of you an excellent holiday season, some quality time with loved ones, some time to recuperate, charge up, and get ready for the year ahead. I've been your host, Julian Hernandez. Best wishes to all. Take care, and we'll catch you in the new year.